I'm recording.
Oh my god, you're recording! No! No potato! It starts 7 of 9.
It's starting.
Oh, great. Okay. Hello and welcome to this Urban Zone All-Stars match between well, the All-Stars from the TS and the CTF clans. At the moment we're here with Gnurkhus and Liquid, who are going to be my fellow shoutcasters, and
Hey.
maybe they can take it over while I'm trying to fix the video.
I think we can do that. As you can all see, we're playing Turnpike now. I actually don't know how this picked. I don't know if Liquid knows that, but
I really don't know who picked the map, sorry.
we'll just get to that later when 7 of 9 gets back. But let's focus on the match. Red side's mostly harder. We're gonna see here an attack by blue.
Let's talk about the
Okay,
lineup.
and I'm back. So as you see, this is an All-Stars match. We've got some of the well most known names in Urban Terror here. We've got we've got Suitofu, Kiki, Morphe, Rovis, Storm, CXO, Piotras, Akron, Ryun, and Zizou. If you can find 10 better players than that, good luck.
Drop dead in Urban Zone.
I'm
Humanage.
aware that the video is lagging. I've been trying to fix it all day, and apparently it didn't succeed. So my apologies for that. You can join us in TS3 if you want to listen to us and just watch the GTV. I can imagine that it's going to be very annoying to watch the streaming video. Well, at the
Two
moment we've
nil,
already seen two caps by blue side. This is pretty much for fun, this All-Stars match. It's not serious. It's always the way we finish our season. Have the best players play a game of Urban Terror on a server and see who comes out best. This first map is chosen by the CTF players. The second map will be a TS map, obviously chosen by the TS players. We wanted to have two teams, one TS team and one CTF team, but because we chose to go for the best players instead of the best TS players and best CTF players, especially also because so many people or so many of the players are good CTF players and TS players.
it's all mixed up.
Exactly. I heard
Which
that the stream is unwatchable. Well, you have to deal with it. I'm sorry.
and Urban Zone try to blend the teams as good as they can. Make it fair for both teams.
I'm just going to stop streaming the video because apparently it's unwatchable, so screw it. We'll try and solve that issue at a later stage. At the moment we're following Ryun, who's doing some nice defending here, and Piotras moving with
Winning the
the
flag.
blue flag, making the first or trying to make the first cap for red.
And he did it.
Yeah, and apparently red have the flag again, so CXO is rushing here with the flag, trying to make it 2-all, and
Yeah, good
succeeds.
job by CXO.
Yeah, to all the people asking in IRC why the stream was lagging so much, I have no idea. We
Would have
had to
known, we would have fixed it.
update the software, and apparently they changed something more than just a login issue. As we are following Piotras again, making a 3-2. This is a good
Second cap
comeback
of the
for
game.
red side.
Oh, vergessen. Mein Special.
And Zizou, the last man standing, and
Leise.
keeping the flag.
Ich mach gleich aus.
I'm always jealous when I see those kinds of hits.
Wizards. They are probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I always, well, talk shit about myself having a very good ping with 10 ping, but I never get good hits, unfortunately.
Don't say never.
Well, not as good at as these guys, unfortunately.
Tafu got a good ping as well, 15.
So it's 3 all now. Pretty even game so far.
Reun having taking the nice campy spot there. You can really tell. I mean, in the low, that's one thing that I noticed in the lower divisions. Nobody goes and stands there.
Oh, because it's too hard for most players to jump up there.
Yeah, that's true.
There's only one chance, like Ryu did. If you feel you're dead, players just forever fail, so can't afford to go up there. Nice hold there.
Yeah, exactly. With just 2 minutes and 40 seconds
now.
Remaining,
will
CX be able to return?
To
oh, nice job. Of course, he dies here, but that enables Piotras to make the 4-3. And now everybody has to defend because they're very weak. Morphy moving into the camp spot. Back rage some reds here. And does that successfully and has the possibility to move in now.
But he got denied by Akron.
Exactly.
Off the flag. Go for 4-4.
And for sure he will do it.
Yeah, it's very very even. We have to give some props to Aya for making these teams. She decided to go for even instead of TS versus CTF. And up to now, it's very entertaining. At least I think so.
For TS.
Following Zizou here, taking the nades and bam, the blue spawn. Kills there.
Nice nade there by CSO.
Indeed.
Tonight by Morph. Are you camping like a pro?
Like a pro. To the people asking in GTV which division Akron is in, he's Division 1 and 2. Division 1 for TS and in Division 2 for CTF.
Nice
Akron stopping Morphy. So now Piotras can run with the flag. Probably going to get intercepted from middle or not. Oof.
Oh.
CXO manages to make the flag with 20 seconds on the clock.
5-4 now. Oh,
lost.
Always make the kill.
Failed.
But that leaves Kiki with a very
and
low,
can Storm get the flag to keep it? Oh, he got denied.
Yeah.
Probably
with
that
0 seconds
four
remaining.
Kills was enough. Four hits was enough, but it wasn't.
Always make sure you kill your your opponent. Anyway, we've got Frook and. Well,
I don't know.
Don't know. Yeah, no, we've got another sub. Got a high ping, so he's probably American. I think it might be, I don't know, might be Basra? I have no idea. Anyway, I guess we'll see.
He's downloading, uploading.
Oh, we've seen Akron disconnect.
He's magnesium.
Ah, it's magnesium. Thanks, Aya.
Maybe he's uploading his demo while playing.
Who knows? Okay, to the guys who are still watching the stream, I guess you've already noticed it's unwatchable. Join us in TeamSpeak 3. I'm going to give you the IP now. It's, write this down, it's 62.75.244.202. And then the port is 9987. And now I'm going to stop streaming. I'm going to give it one more time. 62.75.244.202. And the port is 9987. So
that's
yeah, join us
like
in TeamSpeak.
A TV commercial.
Very bad TV commercial, but hey. Everything's going bad. And we're seeing that the game is back. So yeah, let's continue.
Teams leading by one. If this side's going to be as even as the last one.
So a bit of an equal start here. I guess we're going to see Oh, he's moving in on 14 seconds. That's original.
Yeah. We want to give the other team a fair chance.
Yeah, it's all about fair play here. But we see Frook still managing to take the flag, and he moves into middle. So now we've got a hot potato situation, unless... Does Blue manage to return the flag? I think that they will, and Frook will make this first cap with just 1 minute played. I think that Red will have a tough side because Blue was
oh.
Yeah, it's
Proof is
kind of
getting
hard to
denied by Kiki.
kind of hard to say if you don't have team numbers. But the team that was red the first time did quite well for a red side, which is the harder side. And I think since they're blue now, they'll be able to
Oh,
make the most of it now. And
nice
CXL
return,
returns the
CXL.
flag just in time.
We're missing that action. Their flag.
Going to second window. Nice
Isn't
predictive nade there by Rovis.
double kill by Zizou.
By the way, the reason why you see a lot of Puff players,
Oh.
etc., is not because we only chose Puff players on purpose. It's also because, for instance, Rivian, no, sorry, Tutafu wasn't chosen because he was a Puff player, but because he was in a different clan for, I think it was TS.
Yeah.
But apparently, all the Puff players just decided to tag up with their Puff name, the Puff tag. So, oh well, it looks kind of one-sided now.
Oh, you got GD a lot too. Four
Yeah,
GD
exactly.
players playing.
Yeah,
Looks a bit like a GD puff party.
there's also some QA people in between there. But yeah, God, these people are playing in so many different clans.
Have to keep track.
Yeah, it's very hard to keep track. Following Storm now, who makes the tactical team kill on Tutafu. Will he drop the flag? No, he's going to go for the flag himself, for the cap himself. And that makes it 2-1. Good job.
Tactical team kill or just failing?
Yeah, you'll never know.
Oh,
Kiki really predicting Ryujin's movement there. And nice double headshot there by Kiki on CXO. Guess he'll be waiting for the guy who's going through middle.
there's somebody going there. Get a mouse play, might bury
Good
you.
job by Ryujin, because Kiki was really doing a very good job. And I think without Ryujin, this might not have been a cap. But it's 3-1 now for, well, the blue team.
All
This is
sides.
so confusing. We should have told them to tag up with team one or team two.
Yeah.
Oh well, we'll remember that for next season. And 3-2, good job. Really going even at the moment. And I guess that Rovis will be very pleased that Rian killed him just in time. Oh, nice shot by Sutafu! Unbelievable! I would love to see that from his point of view. That was incredible.
That was amazing.
I wonder if it was a no scope. I wouldn't be surprised.
It would even be better.
Does Frick have enough stamina to drop it for his teammate? He does.
4-2.
And it's 4-2. Amazing.
Well, not that strange, actually.
No, okay, but I didn't expect it to be a cap, let's put it that way. Thought he was too slow.
Did a perfect job.
Yeah, that's true. So getting the support, but oh, his
Getting
teammate
the
just
support.
goes for the flag. Well, he's probably taking the flag now through middle. And
Didn't
Kiki
work.
predicted it.
Nice play by Kiki.
Yeah, Kiki's really playing solidly at middle.
Probably the hardest position on this map.
Lol.
You're just taking Storm Spaz right to the body. And oh, Storm gets killed too. So now Frook manages to make 5-2. Yeah, there it is. No tactical team kill here. And Sutafu trying to make some amazing SR8 kills.
I hope to see more on that, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm so surprised. It really depends which map you're playing, of course, but there's so little SR8 play in TS. At least I've seen a couple of matches that we've shoutcasted this season. I didn't even see one SR8. It's quite surprising.
4-5 now.
Keeping it
Close.
interesting. I think it's a draw now at the moment, right? Or no, sorry, there are two
10-8
caps
now.
ahead. Yeah. Do you know what? The team with three JDs, we're going to name Team One. And the team with, well, the rest
One
with one
GD.
Sounds like a really good plan for 2 minutes because TS is not going to be changing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Might
Oh, well.
conflict.
Fuck it.
Would have been a good plan at the start of the match. Oh, get the knight. Rovis.
Oh, Ryujin is jumping at the tree.
Will he manage to kill the other red guy in there? Yeah, he
Yep.
gets some nice support here and going to make 6-4 here. Nice cap.
I said, I see so little nades in this match. We've seen a few now, but that's the game. I haven't seen them.
Speak of the devil. Yeah, exactly. There haven't been so many rushy nades. But there's been enough counting, that's one thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I always liked nades thrown at a flag when they try to cap. It'll help you.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. It's especially seeing the quote-unquote pros do it. It's very nice to see them sliding in and timing their nades to perfection. Like Frook just timed that nade to middle to perfection.
Yeah.
And CXO taking the flag to deny red one more cap with 20 seconds remaining. I think that we won't see any caps anymore. Yeah, I sometimes like going there too with the flag because everybody expects you to be in your spawn, but hey.
Yeah, with 20 seconds left, yeah, they're not going to find you.
Well played by both teams.
Yeah,
yeah,
really
exactly.
Close.
Team Morphe leave now. He's going to be subbing or won't be playing the TS match as far as I know. And yeah, for the people asking in IRC, we are recording this TeamSpeak shoutcast commentary thingy. It won't be as fluent as normally because everything has pretty much gone wrong, to be honest. What could go wrong? Well, at least it hasn't been with the official matches that we had many troubles. I see it's going to be GTV Watch 3. So if you're listening to us and watching GTV, join us there.
Still discussing what they're going to pick.
Sutafu wants to have a sniper map. Surprise, surprise. Nice kill there by Reed. Okay, well, for me, the GTV server disconnected, so that's the problem with GTV. Once you change maps, it's always troublesome. Let's hope that Urban Terror HD will improve some stuff. I've actually been watching a bit of Call of Duty commentating, and it's just so much nicer when they have special graphics just for GTV, and I don't know, not graphics, but special overviews, special menus, etc. for GTV. I hope we can expect something like that from Urban Terror HD, but yeah, I'm not holding my breath, let's put it that way.
I'll be happy if it's finally there.
Same here.
Let's not wait on all the fancy stuff. And we're gonna fail again.
This is getting kind of annoying. I hope that they've decided which which map they're going to play now.
Just thinking, they're probably not thinking about their fans.
Okay, so it seems to be Casa.
Already there.
Well, I'm trying to connect, but oh wait, Casa's gone now. Oh, the joys! Okay, so it's GTV Watch 4. Finally. Yeah, it's going to be Casa, so we're definitely going to see some SR8 action here, or I'm going to eat my shoe.
They all play SR8.
But if you eat your shoe, please record it and put it on YouTube.
What will you
I'm only
paying?
Recording the sound, so...
Oh, hello, good evening, by the way.
Jungle Boy is here, he's going to join us, so we're now going to have four shoutcasters.
Ooh, luxury. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, let's see what they will do on Casa now.
Yeah, we're seeing some shit talking here between the Dutch people, Sutafu and Rian. Rian said he's going to be taking market, and I think that Sutafu will also be there because he's going to play with his SR8. We now were actually going to have a third NL team player this evening, but Carhum unfortunately has a exam week or something like that, so he can't show up. I'd also like to do a shout out to Mortal. I heard that he had to drive his dad to the hospital, otherwise he would also have been playing here. So I hope it's not anything serious. Anyway, the
here
match is
go.
Underway. Blue making quick work of the reds here. Oh, but gets taken out with 2% remaining.
Blue still wins.
Yeah, indeed, two players remaining.
It was really fast for Casa.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, this is just a fun war, so I'd also go all in.
Slash chicken.
Sutefu hasn't made one SR8 kill yet. Following Sutefu here. Oh, nice double
Nice
nade by
nade.
Sutefu, and failed the scope shot at Fruk. But hey, a double nade is I'll take that any day. Kiki should be watching his left side here because, yeah, nice shot
Oh,
by
nice
Kiki on
shot.
Fruk.
By the way, am I right? They are only playing two SR8, one blue, one red.
Think so. No
Or who's
SR8
playing it?
camp at that's narrow. Oh wait, I see an SR8 moving in, so we've got Sutefu at least with SR8, and I think that wasn't Ro no. Might have been Rovis.
Seems like blue team is rushing the most of the time. Yeah,
I didn't
it
even see an
works.
SR8 yet on blue. It'd be all out.
Yeah.
Going alone to market. Wraith.
Oh, it's a bar. Oh, so unfortunate. Well, at least he made it. Oh, nice shot there. Well,
Oh,
at least
nice
it's not
try
a
by
flawless.
Sutefu.
Straight at his feet. I'm sure that Ryun will be very pleased because he and Sutefu are mates in real life as well.
Red camping balcony.
Nice lucky nade there.
Blue is coming over all daily.
Coming from behind.
Yeah, we've been
Let's
making
not
too
start
many
that
jokes
again.
about that. Everybody gets blocked. It's pretty clear that they're not teammates in usual clan play. Playing
Wearing
without
a
a helmet,
helmet.
that's quite
Wraith.
special, let's put it that
Lol, I'm playing without two.
way.
Broadcasting without a helmet, but that's not the same.
Shoutcasting or playing without helmet is the same as shoutcasting without headset or microphone. Useless. No, I'm just kidding. Ooh, Suta. Nice headshot there.
Nice.
That was a really nice kill.
Will he be able to take three people out and get.
Ooh,
Oh,
nice
nice! Oh, so
shot.
unlucky! So unlucky. Sisu taking out his rage in Sutefu's head.
That's why we love SR8.
Yeah, it can be so frustrating to play against if it's handled in the right way.
Nice team kill.
Nice team kill by Kiki here.
And no, that's not a tactical team kill.
He wanted to steal the enemy the kill of his teammate.
Yeah, exactly. It's psychological warfare.
Who isn't playing SR8? I always love the battles with one SR8 at market and the other in Bolt.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I like them too. I like them a lot more than the SR8 battles at Narrow. I used to have to play there with my SR8 and I sucked at it. Nice
Nice
brave.
try.
Trying to throw a nade at three of the blue opponents, but got taken out in the process, so no points for trying, unfortunately. Nicely moved in there by blue, taking red from all sides.
Playing 4-2-2 now. 4-1.
No hits!
What?
So yeah, it seems like it's going to be a kind of one-sided TS map.
Strangely enough.
A domination streak of the blue team.
Yeah, CXO and Rian, and don't forget Fruk, really carrying the team. Or Zizu actually too. Just Piotrus that is behind a little. Oh, Sutefu missing the important SR8 kill there. Don't whine about
Magnesium.
IRC spammers, they're just your fans.
Rovis is the last one. Let's see how much he can grab.
Getting some nice damage on Zizu, but with three people remaining, you really need to make a complete kill here. Yeah, going to be attacked from all sides and gets taken out.
At least a nice try.
Well, at least they're amusing themselves.
So tough failing on the Russian with
Spaz.
three Nazi spares.
Not taking it seriously at all, but hey, who cares?
Ryujin
Again, a
taking two
double
people
kill.
out with an eight.
I wonder if these same people would also play bomb. Because, well, at Urban Zone we're thinking about starting a bomb league, but, well, of course the anti-cheat would be very helpful because then it would well, spare us a lot of work. But I don't know if there's this other league, the UC League or UCL or something like that.
Yeah,
or
UCL
maybe
is.
They've
UCL.
Got a bomb. They've got a bomb league or something. But I wonder if the top players also play in that. Nice shot there by Rovers in the meantime.
As far as I know, they don't.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
With
shot.
1%, will he make... Oh, so unlucky! Would have been nice. A three-man kill with 1% remaining. Failing.
Oh.
Yeah, that was on GTV, Ryan.
That nicely.
Blue really making quick work of Red. Red will at least make one more round. Trying some Matrix style action, dodging bullets.
It seems that Red don't have any chance to get other rounds. They're just getting rushed out of their holds.
Rabbits.
Yeah, I wonder whether all these players play CTF and TS.
Nice
shooter
shot.
Food. Nice. Double kill with the SR8. Will he be able to take out Frook moving in from his right side? Oh, so unlucky, so unlucky. Frook definitely spotted a player there.
Lord.
Nice tactical play there by Rian. Sit with the spats. So will Red get their first round in some time here? Well, it's a one-on-one situation now. And CXO
no.
Being deadly.
Doesn't seem so.
No CXO, no win.
Exactly.
He's really carrying the blue team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. CXO has always been a very good player. As far as I know, he's banned from clan base for cheats, but the Urban Zone referees did not agree with or did not conclude that there was a cheat on that demo, so he's not banned for us. Well,
seems
we've got our SR8 battle
you're failing.
Here.
Oh. Fuchs exploding monkey.
Yep.
Nice shot by Pietras here. Ooh, nice try.
Yeah, Blue camping up Marcus here.
So Tafu complaining here about his team.
I wonder if it's complaining or just shit talking. Manages to take one out at least.
Oh,
Rian failing his aid again. Deadly with his S-rate.
Oh, so close.
Unfortunate.
And they make another round.
Well, with 4 minutes remaining. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. Blue is leading over 17 rounds.
17 rounds are nothing. 80
yeah,
rounds, by the way.
Oh, man.
Well, if you're leading 17 rounds, you must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, or you've got all
yep.
CTF players in the other team. I don't know. Let me have a look.
No, not really.
No, not really.
I think it's like equal.
I was trying to find an excuse for them. I know for a fact that JD is a CTF clan and does not play in TS, but I don't know if the JD players also play in a TS clan. That might
JD,
be.
They're both playing in both leagues.
JD?
In second division TS.
Second division, that's why I couldn't spot them. Alright, yeah. Well, let's put it this way, they're not in first division and they're not going to first division either after this season.
Oh, nice headshot
there by Sutafu. Amazing shot. So we're going to have a battle between the Dutch players Ryuin and Sutafu. And it seems that it's going to be an SR8 battle too. It's got a nade. If I was Ryuin, I would chuck a nade in there.
Oh, nice shot.
Tafu making at least one round for for the Reds.
This is a comeback for the red team.
Oh yeah, 1 minute and 50 seconds remaining. Easy.
They can
17
do it.
Rounds. Well, Rovis making a good start here. So we're now in a 4v2 situation. 2v2.
Oh, gets nice camped try. By Frog.
Well, Kiki's probably wondering what he's doing here. Playing in TS Division 10.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you're a CTF player, you also get selected. And you can see by the score that he's also not really a TS player.
I think he's the only one around. Or maybe Sizu. Or is he playing TS? I don't know.
Yeah, we should have done some research, but unfortunately, yeah, everything went wrong. So that's also one of the reasons why this is one of the worst shoutcasts I've ever done, to be honest.
Really serious, Luis.
No, exactly. Next season we'll be back with a lot more.
Sizu didn't series. Play. Yes, this season. We didn't upload any demos.
Oh, hacks!
For TS, that is. Probably didn't play.
No hits here by Magnesium.
Will we get another round in? We will. Last
yep,
second.
Last round.
Lucky us.
Oh, nice nade by Region here, taking out two enemies.
And Kiki already disconnecting.
Rage quit.
And that's the
good
end.
Good game.
Good game indeed. I hope the people watching also enjoyed it. We'll have a couple of more All-Stars games, or one more All-Stars game. It's going to be the All-Stars from Division 4 and lower versus the Urban Zone staff. So
no.
they get their chance to pay us back for all the all the crap they've had to hear from us. You're welcome, Ankara, for Prime. We'll be uploading this TS3 MP3 or something like that on the Urban Zone site. I don't know if somebody wants to make a movie of this. Probably not. It wasn't really that riveting or
CTF was good. CTF was good.
CTF was good. I agree. TS kind of
one-sided.
Exactly. Anyway, so yeah, we'll have one more All-Stars game. I don't know when it is. I thought I heard that it might be Thursday or Friday.
Or any other day.
No, I've been actually heard Thursday or Friday. Yeah, exactly. Oh, damn it, I just heard it's Wednesday. Oh, what a fail today. And I hope I'll be able to fix the streaming video before then. Thank you for listening, and I would like to thank my fellow shoutcasters, Gnurkus, Jungle, and Liquid. And somebody knows the GTV cameraman's name?
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, yeah. And thanks, Sailor Moon. That's it for us, and thanks for listening.